And as always, our monthly visit with Dr. Dean Hussong from our Tomahawk Family Dental Practice in Tomahawk. And Dr. Dean, nice to have you along with us. Good to see you this month of November.
Well, good to see you always and to talk to our WJJQ listeners this morning.
What do you think about the warm weather as we get ready to approach the hunt this weekend?
Well, the older I get, the more I like warm weather longer.
Good point. Yes, good point.
I think those deer will move whether it's warm or cold, and we've had a lot of deer seasons. In fact, I think we've probably had as many deer seasons, and I've been up here all 45 years, I think we've probably had as many deer seasons that are this way as opposed to last year where we had a bunch of snow and cold.
Yeah. And yeah. What do you think about the number of deer? Are you seeing deer in your neck of the woods?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't like to be pessimistic, but I'm not overly optimistic, I'll tell you, this year. In fact, I just talked to a farmer yesterday from the western part of the state, and they found seven deer last December with the rack still on that had winter killed early, okay?
Oh, wow.
And so... I think last year's winter was more stressful on the deer population. Of course, the bucks, to my understanding, they're some of the weakest ones coming off the rut, you know, and you get a tough winter like last year and you lose a number of those. And I've just heard a lot of reports that people just aren't seeing the number of deer, but we'll find out soon here how that turns out.
Think our dry summer has affected that too, maybe?
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
Okay.
We don't deal too much with some of those hot weather diseases like blue tick and blue tongue, like some of the places further south, but... who knows? It's not like they registered for deer season, you know.
It is always an adventure. That's why you go out, right?
Yep, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, well, great to have you along. I know you love the fall this time of year. You did a little bird hunting, you said, last few days.
Each of the weekends, the weekend before last, I was down at Ryan's, and so we got out for morning, and yesterday morning, my other son and Brent and I got out for a few hours, and so that was a lot of fun.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to what should be a real nice weekend for those folks that are planning their hunt coming up, or those folks that still have leaves to pick up and do a little yard work. Any of that left on your list? Are you pretty well done?
There's always some of that left. But I'm not in too bad a shape. You know, had a little help with the yard work. I'm at least treading water there. Okay?
Good.
Yep.
Well, of course, your practice, Dean, 45 years of dental practice, and now we're starting to wind down, as people know, that you sold your practice and the folks at Tomahawk Family Dental, and you're going to be retiring at the end of next month. And we'll look forward to having one more visit with you in December. Maybe we'll have cake here. Cake at the queue for you, Dean. Are you looking forward to retirement?
Well, yeah. It's bittersweet, you know, mm-hmm. because like we've talked about, you develop these relationships with people. And some of them have been longstanding for the entire 40-plus years I've been here. And some of them are more recent, but they're all cherished, and that's part of what's made me look forward to going to work every day. I can't really tell you any times where I've dreaded going to work, okay?
Right.
Because it's always been enjoyable, it's always been fun for me, and I have fun with my patients and enjoy seeing them and they me. But there's certain things when you get to this point in life that you want to make more time for, and grandkids is one of them. We've got four grandchildren, and they're in the Minneapolis area, and be able to do some of the things that you dreamed about when you're younger, before you started your working career, when you're still back trying to get through the schooling that it takes to become a dentist and everything, and we've enjoyed things along the way, but it's going to be nice to be able to go into that next realm and have a little freer schedule to work with.
And stay healthy and enjoy your upcoming years of retirement, that's for sure. So important. You know, you never know what tomorrow's bringing.
Well, you know, that's, I think the Bible is pretty clear on that.
Yes,
that you need to number your days, and that's just part of the planning process.
Sure. Yeah. You know, speaking of planning, I know that we've got snowbirds who are starting to leave and stuff like that. Have you been able to get a lot of those folks fit in to head off where they're going, where it's warm for the winter, Dean, one more time?
Yeah, and fall is always a busy time. There's kind of a long period of departure there. Some people start right after Labor Day, and other people are here until Christmas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so
sure.
It's always kind of interesting seeing who goes when, and that's always fun to see and saying the goodbyes. And, of course, next year when they come back, they'll be seeing another dentist.
Yep.
But we've got all the same gals that'll be there, and so they should be well taken care of.
You have a great crew there, that's for sure. And a lot of those folks have been with you a long time, and I'm sure we're looking forward to, as a patient, continuing to see those folks as the Tomahawk Family Dental continues on with the new dentist after the new year.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Maybe we'll have a little more on that next month. Who knows?
Hopefully, yes.
Good.
Okay.
Well, a couple of items we wanted to talk about. You and I were just visiting about second opinions. You know, everybody has an opinion on something.
I got to tell you one the other day. I had this guy in, and he's actually a captain on a commercial fishing boat up in Alaska.
Okay.
And he was talking about being on the boat and when people are on his boat. And he says, if somebody wants an opinion, I'll give them one.
That's great.
Yeah, you didn't have to bring your opinion. He'd give it for you.
Yeah, he's got one for you.
Yeah, he's got one for you. And so that's just part of being human and looking at things differently. And it doesn't make any difference if it's in the personal realm, family realm, or professional realm.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways of looking at things and doing things. And so it commonly arises when a patient will call up and they just want to schedule an appointment to get a second opinion. And we encourage that. I mean, even when we're seeing a person and we're going over treatment options or whatever, we say that, you know, if you want a second opinion, we'll be happy to make these radiographs or models or whatever's been taken available to anybody else of your choosing if you feel you want that. Because we feel it's important that a person not just be treated, but that they feel that that's the treatment that they want, okay? And that's
sure.
That's what they think is best for them, because there's going to be a difference. There's going to be subjective things that vary from provider to provider, and that doesn't make one right and one wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it just means that there's different priorities. There's different ways of looking at things. In the old days, like my dad would say, different ways to skin a cat.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's something that comes up and that we endorse and try to promote and help out with, whether a person is wanting to come to us for a second opinion or a person who's seen us wants to go somewhere else for a second opinion.
Sure, not uncommon at all then.
No, not uncommon. And person should not feel embarrassed or shouldn't feel threatened or shouldn't feel anything but that the providers are there to help them get the treatment that they feel is best for them, okay? And it's important mm-hmm. to be knowledgeable, and that's how you get the knowledge is by having a provider that you're comfortable with and that you trust and kind of endorse and are ready to go along with whatever the recommendation is.
Do you see that in your practice 45 years, the comfort level with people that you've been seeing, you know, most of your practice and most of their lives, they probably are less likely to get a second opinion because they know you, they're comfortable with you, they've had good results with you over all their years of care. Do you see that differently than a newer patient, Dean?
I'm sure that's correct.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's correct because, you know, like you said, I've had a lot of patients that have been with me 40-plus years or 30-plus years, whatever it is. And you know, they understand how you look at things in mm-hmm. general. Not that that can't change, because it does, depending on the situation, the patient, the needs, a lot of things come into that subjective decision making. And somebody who's not as or who is newer in your practice and you haven't had as many associations with, there isn't necessarily the same level of trust or expectation there.
Sure. Plus, I would think that, you know, you guys are always at your practice, you're always kind of looking ahead. You'll say, okay, here's where we are today. Everything looks good, but maybe we want to look at this 6 months from now, or maybe, you know, a year and a half from now, that that crown is bad. We may have to look at, you know what I mean? You're always planning ahead. So unless something happens, there not normally aren't a lot of surprises, are there? And
well, there can be. It depends on the day. some days are full of surprises.
Sure, sure.
But that's one thing. Dentistry compared to medicine, and my brother-in-law was a physician for his whole career. There is more planning and predictability in dentistry in general. Not that accidents can't happen and don't and do, but there's more predictability there, particularly if a person is into the prevention end of dentistry.
Right.
Okay, and dentistry is really where prevention got its birthplace. I mean, clear back in the 30s, there was preventive element in dentistry being not just marketed, but being expressed to the public, and people were getting in their thought pattern, not that everybody did back then, but that regular checkups were and preventive checkups were important, okay? Mm-hmm. And those are a lot of the patients that went through that period of time and got on that. They were the ones that were able to not experience the loss of teeth from periodontal disease because they were having the preventive care. And so it's really in my career, and we've only seen that improve and increase during the 50 years I've been in dentistry, because the prevention that we've been able to build on from those early decades has only increased with the fluorides, with the sealants, with everything that we know about prevention now is light years ahead of when it was even when I got into dental school.
Sure. Dr. Dean Huizong, our guest on our monthly radio show, TomahawkFamilyDental.com is the website. And if you would like to call to make an appointment, the number to call is 453-5321. And they're at 10 Bradley Farm Road here in Tomahawk. Dr. Dean, talking about different viewpoints. And in fact, Ryan, your son, who is a dentist in Iowa, you guys kibitz every once in a while about some different things. And you were just talking about this topic a while ago, huh?
Oh, yeah, it just came up last week. In fact, he sent me about 6-8 pictures of teeth, okay?
Yep.
And he just had a kind of short quip on it. I knew he's probably in between patients or whatever. And he says, tell me what you think for treatment on these teeth. Well, you know, I didn't have any x-rays. I didn't have, it was just, you know, regular photo pictures of these. And I'm looking and, you know, like I said, there's a lot of subjective things. There's sometimes that you could put fillings in, but when you start having a lot of surfaces of the teeth that are showing decays and or cracks, then you may need to start thinking about putting crowns on or whatever. What instigated this thing was somebody had gone for a second opinion. Now, Ryan, my son, has been a dentist for about 15 years
yep.
now, and so he's got a good share of experience under his belt, you know. And the person that they'd taken the x-rays or the photos or whatever it was for the second opinion had only been in out in practice about 4 years, and he's working for a clinic. And so there's different levels of experience. There's different types of treatment that tend to be looked at or not looked at, uh-huh. you know, in those situations. And so he was kind of surprised when there were a couple teeth that they did not recommend any treatment on that he felt needed considerable treatment. And you know, so we talked about that. And I said, you know, you just... It doesn't make when there's disease there, the dentist's job is to call a ball and a strike,
sure,
okay, to be the umpire, okay. Mm-hmm. And there's some people that even when they find out that there's disease in existing, they just don't want it treated, okay. And that's not a failure on the dentist, okay, unless he did not communicate that. And sometimes it's hard to understand, I mean, why you'd want to leave disease there.
Right.
If it could be treated and the tooth could, something could be done to prevent something worse from happening down the road, because it's not going to go away.
Right.
And so, but I, you know, just encouraged him not to take it personally, you know, because, you know, you've been upfront and honest with the patient with what you see at that time, and you know what they choose to do with it, whether it's a result of your recommendation or a result of somebody else's, you know, then that's out of your court at that point. Okay?
Sure. And the person who is asking for the second opinion, it's their decision to make.
That's right.
And you give them the information that you feel is the best. And,
that's right.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so. So anyhow, then my first patient this morning was somebody coming in from another office, and they wanted it was a mom that wanted an opinion on her 6-year-old son, who has her or his 6-year molars just erupting. Okay, mm-hmm. Those are the first molars, and there was a picture that had been taken, and sure enough, it did have a really deep pitted area in it. When we're checking to try to determine the difference between if it's just a pit and possibly could have a preventive sealant done, or if it's something deeper, we'll use both the Explorer, which is that little metal pick that we across all the teeth. Okay, and if we feel something soft, then we generally classify that as decay. And if we don't feel anything soft that's broken through the enamel, unless we can see something different on the X-ray, then we'll generally classify that as a tooth that could still have a sealant on it. Okay,
sure.
And there seemed to be some disparity between what was recommended on that one particular tooth, but different things come into play. I could tell that mom was a very attentive person,
mm-hmm.
okay, because
yep.
She talked about supervising their brushing and flossing. Well, a lot of times flossing isn't even mentioned from the home perspective. And she was always talking about diet and them being very restricted on the amount of sugar and stuff that they can have, and I could tell by looking in the 6-year-old's mouth that I mean, this kid he's doing really good. I mean,
yeah.
he's in the upper echelon of kids and how clean their mouth is, and so I'm going to be probably even more conservative in my recommendations on somebody like that versus somebody who might come in and they have a history of at 6 years old of 6 or 8 teeth that have already had fillings, hygiene that is not very stellar, a lot of plaque and stuff around. And so it was quite easy for me to make the recommendation that, hey, let's get these 4 erupting, and they're in just far enough to get the sealants in. Let's get the sealants in these teeth. And as long as we're you're bringing them in every 6 months, these other couple watch areas we can still keep an eye on, because we've got plenty of time. If they do need something, it can be done, and we're not putting anything at risk by waiting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to make that you know, the next appointment, and you know that this is something
right.
We're going to look at. And you do that with all your patients.
Yeah,
you're always talking
about
what's
next.
Well,
that's what we encourage, because
right.
And that's one of the big benefits of coming in on a regular basis like that, because things like that can be watched and they're not going to be forgotten about because they're recorded. And we know those are areas that could possibly require attention at some point in time, and you just monitor them.
Sure.
Okay.
So the key is don't be embarrassed if you, as your provider, wanted to ask you know, somebody else for a second opinion, that it's part of the business.
You're not... I can't say you're not going to offend anybody, but I don't see why any professional should be offended if you want a second opinion. I mean, that's just part of being a professional and wanting what's best for the patient, whether you provide it or somebody else provides it, okay? So,
sure.
So, you know, I've always said, you know, you know, I'm awful glad I didn't have to practice in any town where I was the only dentist, okay?
Right.
Because it's good to have choices in general. You know, there's just so much, only so much that one person can do anyhow.
Right.
And so to have other dentists in the community or in the area that you may want to get a second opinion from should be totally fine with most providers. And even if it's not, then that's probably not the provider for you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it's really important to have a provider that you're comfortable with, okay, that you feel you can have a relationship with. And that's basically the type of practice that I've been comfortable and happy with during my career, is a relationship-based practice. It's not about the number of people we can, you know, get in and get out and all that kind of stuff. It's about the relationships that we can develop and the trust and rapport that we have with our patients.
Yeah, I'm sure a day does not go by where you don't see a handful of your patients, whether it's at the store or at the gas station or wherever you are.
Yep.
Your patients are part of your life every day.
And that's part of what makes living and practicing in a small town so so great, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, interesting. We'll keep that in mind, Dean. That's really good. Don't don't be afraid to ask the provider for a second opinion.
You bet.
We are at a couple of minutes before we're done with our program today. Of course, TomahawkFamilyDental.com is the website. Dr. Dean's number is 453-5321, and the gals will be more than happy to set up something if somebody's not doing real well right now and they want to have you take a look at them. You still have time between now and the end of the year to get somebody in, or you're running short on that?
We're running quite short.
I thought
so.
Yeah.
And, but we're going to try to make the transition smooth, and so, don't hesitate to call. You may not see me, but you we'll try to get your problem taken care of, and
perfect.
And we'll do the best we can.
Great. You know, it's Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? Thanksgiving's a week from Thursday already.
Yeah. Well, I'm hungry. I'm ready for it.
And I noticed that you said, hey, make sure we have time for a couple of Thanksgiving stories here.
Well, sure. Well, a couple jokes here. So,
all right.
Yeah. Tell me why the why did the turkey stand on stilts?
I would.
What do you got? This
finally,
one?
Finally, no, I would have not got that. But finally, after 40 some years, you've given me the answers, and now you're leaving me. Come on, all right.
Because,
I love that,
because nobody eats flamingos for Thanksgiving dinner. Yes,
perfect.
Okay,
all right. What's our next Thanksgiving one?
Well, you read it to me.
Let's see. What did the turkey say when the you're. I can tell you're a physician here.
You can't read my writing?
I met the president.
Now you're going to hurt my feelings.
No, I got it. What did the turkey say when the turkey met the president?
Pardon me.
That one I would have gotten.
You would have gotten.
I swear I would have gotten that
okay,
one.
Okay, okay.
Right. All right. What did the turkey say to the captain? What does that say? What did the turkey say to your last one?
Computer.
Oh, to the computer. What did the turkey say to the computer?
Well, read the answer, and you'll know that that other word, okay?
Oh, Google.
Google, yeah.
Nice.
Boy, this show is going downhill,
it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. We both need to retire, I think, Dean. Dean, it's always a pleasure. I love the insight on your practice that we've had over the years. I love the humor you add to us, and we'll look forward to our final show coming up next month.
Very good, Greg.
All right, have a great Thanksgiving to you and your family. And
you too, and to all of our WJJQ listeners.
And good luck on the hunt.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Dr. Dean Husong, our guest from our Tomahawk Family Dental, and you can give Dean's number a call. It's 453-5321 for more information on the dental practice.